Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So I have another health benefit of taking curcumin. I mean, I could write a book. People have written books about the health benefits of curcumin, which, of course, maybe I need to review this real quickly. Curcumin is the key compound in turmeric, or turmeric, however you want to say it, tomato, tomato. I say it both ways. So curcumin is the key compound in turmeric, and most of, you know, the studies, what they're doing is they're isolating curcumin from the spice, and that's what they're testing. I mean, gosh, in the past 2 or 3 years, I mean, there's been hundreds of studies looking at curcumin, both in the lab and in humans. I mean, we now know pretty conclusively that curcumin is good for inflammation. It's good for chronic pain. It has some immune properties to it. I'm going to share some of that with you today. Because it eases inflammation, it could technically help with just about any chronic disease, right? Because I've taught this on my show before. Inflammation is the common denominator of age-related disorders. I'm not saying inflammation causes everything, but, you know, it's a part of heart disease. Inflammation is a part of cancer, autoimmune disorders. I mean, it goes on and on. So just the fact that we have a spice, turmeric or turmeric, that has a compound in it called curcumin that can ease inflammation. I mean, that's awesome. And that's well documented in all sorts of studies in peer-reviewed journals. But I have another reason that you're probably going to want to take curcumin in a capsule form. You definitely want to cook with turmeric, but how much curcumin you're actually getting from cooking with it, I don't know, probably not enough. However, if you take a capsule that is standardized and concentrated with curcumin, not only are you going to help inflammation, your heart, your immune system, but now there's really good evidence that it's good for your brain. And I want to talk about that. Before I do that, though, I talk so positively about curcumin that sometimes people who have read my book, The Supplement Pyramid, they ask me why curcumin is not one of my foundational supplements. When I came up with the book, I was teaching people to build supplement regimens in the form of a pyramid. And if you think of the base of the pyramid, the foundation, it's the most important supplements. I mean, why have the Egyptian pyramids lasted so long? Well, they have a strong foundation, right? It's not just the pyramid shape, it's the foundation itself too. So, supplements that are a part of my foundation in my book were the multivitamin, the omega-3 oils, CoQ10, and probiotics. But I talk about curcumin probably more than any of those. So people are often wondering, well, why? How come I excluded curcumin from the foundation? And it's pretty simple. I do think that a multivitamin is more important, the basic vitamins and minerals. I think the omega-3 oils, the CoQ10, I think those are more important than isolating a single compound from a spice. But with that said, I take curcumin every day. I don't cook. I like to eat, but I enjoy food made with turmeric spice or turmeric, but I take a curcumin capsule every day. So for me, it is kind of part of my foundation. The reason I didn't include it in the foundation of my book, because then you start to dilute the foundation too much. So that's why it's not in there. But if I was going to add another supplement to my foundation in my book, it would be curcumin. The best curcumin, by the way, to take to is a patented form called BCM95. It absorbs up to 7 times more than a standard curcumin supplement. So if you're going to, hopefully you will start taking it. I strongly suggest it. You want to make sure on the back of the label, that's where we should be looking at things, right? The back label, that's where all the information is. The front label is just marketing stuff. The back label tells you everything about the product. You want to make sure it says BCM95. That way you know that when you're taking it, you're going to absorb all that good curcumin, and it's going to do some really good stuff for you, including, it turns out, short-term memory. Let's take a look at this study. the headline. Now, they were using, in this case, they didn't use curcumin. In this case, they were specifically looking just at turmeric, the spice. The headline, and this was published in the Asian Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the headline, turmeric boosts memory for 6 hours. They took 60 people. I'm sorry. No. They took people that were 60 and older, and they were given a bland breakfast consisting of white bread along with a placebo or 2 grams of cinnamon or 1 gram of turmeric or a combination of cinnamon turmeric. Interestingly, all the subjects in this study had prediabetes, which is important because we know that prediabetes and diabetes itself is a risk factor for premature cognition issues, dementia, premature dementia. So, or what we call cognitive decline. So that's important. So people that were 60 and older, right, pre-diabetics, and they were looking specifically at working memory. Now, working memory is what most of us would call short-term memory. It's the memory that, you know, that you use for that moment in your environment. I could tell you a funny story about losing my keys in the freezer. I don't want to bore you with my personal working memory or short-term memory issues. It was a funny story. I went food shopping and I bought some ice cream. I do enjoy ice cream on occasion. I watch it though, but I do enjoy it on occasion. And I guess when I was putting the food away, I put the ice cream away. I don't remember doing it, and I left my keys in the freezer and I found them there when I went to go get the ice cream. So, now, keep in mind that sometimes when you have short-term memory issues, it's not really the short-term memory. You could be distracted. Anxiety decreases short-term memory. But I think we all would admit that as we get older, we tend to have some issues with short-term memory. So that's what they were looking at here. The short-term memory was assessed before the study and then during and also several hours after they actually ate each breakfast. The researchers found the turmeric group experienced greater benefits in working memory compared to other groups, with results lasting up to 6 hours. I find this interesting because they were improving short-term memory, I mean, right after consuming the spice, turmeric. I mean, that tells you how fast this is actually working, that this was improving memory in a very short period of time for those that were in that turmeric group. The cinnamon didn't do anything. The combination helped a little bit, but it was really the group that had the bland piece of white toast with turmeric on it. They improved short-term memory, and it lasted up to 6 hours. Yeah, I don't know how many more studies we can do. I mean, it's so here's just another, you know, positive benefit in the belt of turmeric and curcumin. Inflammation, immune system, heart, and now your brain. So I did a let's see, I guess a couple years ago, I did an Alzheimer's kind of a review. It was a lecture, so I was looking at all the different, the latest and greatest, you know, research going on in Alzheimer's, and I came also at that point across some interesting findings with curcumin there too, because as you know, Alzheimer's is defined by the buildup of these abnormal proteins in the brain. It turns out when you consume curcumin from turmeric, at least at about 400 to 800 milligrams a day, it gets into the brain and it stimulates the immune system. They're called macrophages. So they were cleaning up the abnormal protein deposits in Alzheimer's dementia as well. So it even goes beyond just everyday working or short-term memory issues that many of us have. So, wow, I mean, should it be a foundational product for me? Maybe so. I don't know. Right now, it is personally. It's not in my book yet, but maybe it should be. Curcumin, BCM95, about 400 milligrams a day. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.